Makuta Sicha is Chelek Yud Zayin, Parsha Tzav, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. In the first half of our Seder, Parsha Tzav, there is five karbonas which are spoken of, that the Torah tells us the halachas of those karbonas, which are Oila, Karban Mincha, Chatos, Oshom, and Shlomim. And each one of these categories is introduced by the words Vezois, Toiras, and so on. These are the laws of this carbon. Rashi tells us that whenever it says Zois Toiras, it comes to teach something. It's coming to teach something additional to the halachas which are found in this, spelled out outright. It's coming to teach us a halacha. And then goes ahead and tells us two of them. By the Zeis Teiras HaOila and by the Zeis Teiras HaMincha, he tells us what it is teaching us in those cases. But when it comes to the Zeis Teiras Chatos and Osham and Shlomim, he doesn't say what it is that it's teaching. So the question is, why is it, if Rashi feels that the Ben Chomesh LeMikra needs to be told what Teiras is teaching, so then he should have said it also by the latter three. If he feels that he doesn't necessarily have to be told about it, then why does he say it by Oila and by Mincha? What does Rashi tell us about Oila and by Mincha? By Oila, he says that it comes to teach us that there are a certain type of carbon Oila which are psulim. They became disqualified for whatever reason, but once they're brought onto the Mizbeach, Kol ha'olim, once they went up, lo yerdu, they shouldn't be taken off. Even if they're puzzled, they should be left on the Mizbeach, to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's what Vezois Teiras is coming to teach us, that there is another category of Korban Oila, which is the one that was disqualified. Once it's up there, it has the same halacha as all Korban Oilas. Leave it up there. What does he learn from Zeis Teiras HaMincha? He learns from that there is a category of mincha which is called the minchas kayanim. If a kayan brings a mincha, there's a difference in the type, in the way it's treated. By a regular mincha, you scoop away a little bit of the flour and you burn that on the mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by whoever. Depending which one. Then there is a karban of a kayan. The Torah over there says that a carbon of a kohen shall be completely burnt on the mizbeach. None of it is eaten. There's no kmitza, none of it is eaten. So now we don't know. There is a halacha that you have to put oil and levaina, is a kind of a spice, with the mincha. The question is that only by a mincha which is eaten? Because that's the context of where the Torah tells us about the oil and the levaina. Or does it also apply to a minchas kayin, which is completely burnt? So therefore, Vezois Teiras HaMincha teaches that it applies even by the carbon of a kayin, that over there too you need oil and levaina, meaning to say, Vezois Teiras HaMincha, this law applies to all carbon mincha, even the one of a kayin. So the question becomes, why does Rashi tell us what is being learned from these two Vezois Teiras by an oil and by mincha, but when it comes to chatas, osham, and shlamim, he doesn't tell us what's being taught from there. So the explanation is, when does the word Teiras teach us an additional halacha? That is only if the word Teiras doesn't seem to fit into the context of what is being said. If the word Teiras would make perfect sense and would read smoothly in the psukim, so then there's no reason to say that it teaches anything other than what it literally means. These are the laws of, and then go, whatever is going to be taught. But if the word Zeis Teiras doesn't seem to make sense in this context, so then we have to say that it teaches something special, something unique. Now, when we look at the first three of these karbanas, karban oila, karban mincha, and karban chatas, most of the halachas in regards to those three karbonos were actually brought in Parsha Vayikra. When it comes to Parsha Tzav, a few details about each one of these karbonos is mentioned in this Parsha. Therefore, when it comes to these three karbonos, it's hard to say, what does the Torah mean? These are the laws. Most of the laws were actually mentioned earlier. So what does he mean by these are the laws? Therefore, it becomes a question. These are the laws? What is these are the laws teaching? So it must be teaching something unique, something different than just simply saying these are the laws. But when it comes to the last two, which are the Ashram and the Shlomim, the Ashram wasn't taught in Parsha Vayikra, and also the Shlomim, which is being discussed in Parsha Tzav, is particularly, specifically, the Karban Toidah. And the Karban Toidah also wasn't mentioned at all in Parsha Vayikra. So therefore, the words V'zois Toiras, by the Ashram and the Shlomim, fit perfectly. There's no reason for Rashi to have to address those words. And therefore, Rashi doesn't have to say anything about it. But the question, of course, remains about V'zois Toiras HaChatas, where Rashi doesn't mention what is being learned from the words V'zois Toiras, when it would seem that he should be telling us what is being taught, because it doesn't fit smoothly, just like by Ayla and by Mincha. So the answer to that is that by Chatos, Rashi assumes that the answer, the explanation of why it says Zeis Teiras, is obvious and self-explanatory. And we see it directly when the words immediately following the words the Zeis Teiras HaChatos. What does it teach over there? B'mokim asher tishachat ha'ayla tishachat ha'chatos. Where the oila was shechted, that's where the chata should be shechted. That means to say that just like the oila is shechted in Tzofen, which means on the north side of the Mizbeach, that's called Lifnei Hashem, that's called in before Hashem, that was facing the Heichal. So, taking into consideration what the Torah teaches immediately after the word Zeis Teiras, if we look at that, we understand. So all karma chatas have to be brought and shechted in the north side, but there could be one exception to that, which would be the carbon oil v'yared, which means it's a type of a chatas which is brought according to one's means, meaning to say a wealthy person that can afford it should bring a lamb or a goat. Somebody who can't afford that can bring two birds instead. Somebody who can't even afford that can bring a certain amount of flour as his carbon. So in this carbon chata, since we see that you can even bring it from flour which doesn't have shechita at all, the carbon oil b'yoyred chatas doesn't have shechita if it's brought from flour. In other words, that we have to assume that the shechita is not essential to this carbon. So therefore, I might think that by the carbon oil b'yoyred, it's not necessary to bring it in Tzofen, to shecht it in Tzofen, meaning to say, even if you bring a lamb and you're going to shecht it, is it essential that it be shecht it in Tzofen? Lifnei Hashem? There is even a carbon oil b'yoyred that doesn't have shechita at all, so therefore I might say that the carbon oil b'yoyred doesn't have to be shechted b'makam asher tishachat ha'oila. Therefore, v'zois Teiras is coming to include that even that all karbanos, all carbon chatas must be shechted in Tzofen. So therefore it's right there in the words, immediately following the words V'zois Teiras, and therefore Rashi says it's clear what could be interpreted. Even though the Gemara doesn't say that, the Teiras Kainim, which spells out what is being taught from Zeis Teiras, is not what's being taught from there. But B'Pshut Shel Mikra, there is an immediate answer to what it could be being taught from the words V'zois Teiras. So now the question becomes, if Rashi can rely on the fact that the student can come up with the explanation on his own, so then why does he have to tell it to us by the other ones, by the Oila and by the Mincha? So by the Oila it's not really a question, because the first time Rashi has to tell you the whole concept, that the word Teiras comes to add something, and especially in the case where, as we said, the word Teiras doesn't seem to fit with the context of the parasha. But then when he gets to the Mincha, why does he have to teach it there? perhaps we could rely that the student should come up with it on his own, that since it is a mincha, and so therefore it also needs shemen and levain, it needs oil, just like every other mincha, even though it's a mincha of a kohen that is not eaten. Why does he have to spell it out for us? So the answer to that is because what is logical to say is included in the Vezois Teiras, that everything is included because it says Vezois Teiras. Only things which are mentioned in this parsha, anything following that would be included, even if it seems that it shouldn't be included, this particular case, it's still included. But in the case of the Shemen and the Levaina, nowhere is it mentioned in this parsha in Tzav that a mincha needs to have shemen and levaina. It mentions it incidentally that when you do kmitza, when you do the scooping, you should also include the oil, some oil and levaina. But it doesn't say that a mincha needs shemen and levaina. Therefore, why would we think that this is what should be learned from the Zeis Teiras? It's not even mentioned in this parsha. Therefore, Rashi has to point out that it is included. Another reason could also be is because the whole mincha of a kohen is not taught in this parsha, directly in the context of this parsha. It is taught in Parshas Tzav, but at the end, and it's separated, it's not even a new parsha, it's a completely new discussion. It says again, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, before it introduces the korban mincha of a kohen. So we see that it wasn't even in the parsha, it's in a completely separate conversation, whereas let's say the Korban Osham and Shlomim are in the same general discussion that Hashem had with Moshe Rabbeinu in regards to Korbanos. It's only separated by a new Vezois Teiras, a new parsha, meaning a separation in the text in the Sefer Torah. But it's not a whole new conversation when it comes to the Korban of a Kohen. It's a whole new conversation, so therefore I might have thought that the laws of mincha do not apply to the laws of a minchas kohen. It's a completely different category. Therefore, Rashi has to point it out in the case of the mincha. The Rebbe concludes with a lesson that in this parsha we add new categories of karbonis. Not just that we add laws, specific laws to the carbon, but also that there is a whole new category of carbonus. The difference between those two is if you add new details, it changes the quality of the carbon. If you add a whole new carbon, a whole new category of carbon, it changes the quantity of the carbon. So even though generally we say that in spiritual matters we look to enhance quality, but sometimes the way to enhance the quality is by enhancing quantity, which means if you bring in new things into holiness, new categories of carbon, which in our personal avoda means you shouldn't lock yourself away and try to enhance only your spiritual status, but to include more physical things in your area of influence, or new Jews, many Jews, even if they seem on the outside to be such people that don't really belong on the Mizbeach, as we talked before by an Oila, that there are psulim, there are disqualified Oilas, which even they should be brought onto the Mizbeach, and they should be brought on in such a way that once they're on, they never leave. That's the kind of influence that we have, and when we have that kind of influence, and we include Gashmias, more categories of Jews and things into the spirit, into the arena of holiness, then it will also elevate the quality of your own, a person's own avodah, and the other people's avodah, and so on.